یہ جوڑا رہے گا دلاوے زیبا ہم یہ جوڑا رہے گا دلاوے زیبا ہم نکاح دے مسنو دکھے دل کا مرحم.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning here in Johannesburg. I see my beloved engineer Haji Suleiman Esop. He's with us this morning till 12 ish, inshallah. Well, you were not here yesterday, Haji Suleiman Esop. He asked me if I missed him. Yes, I did miss you. We all missed you, Haji Suleiman Esop. He's in a good mood. I don't know, my beloved engineer Haji Abu Yusuf, this morning he was on high. He was on cloud 9. I think he had a green pool, according to him. A green pool, yes. He was on high this morning on Astafina to Ilal Jal. I see my beloved engineer Haji Suleiman Esop. He's also on high. So I don't know what you had. Green bull, red bull? He says, Molana, fresh juice. Well, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. It's the bliss of marriage. My beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad, he has just entered the studio. Yes, it's the 10th of Safar 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And of course, let's welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember our WhatsApp number, 0847863132, 0847863132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132, +27847863132. Ustad, welcome to the bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakumullahu khairan.
There's a brother, Ustad, who wants to know, says that, how do we get rid of my mother-in-law without breaking ties, Ustad? She thinks because she has money that she owns us. Ustad, anonymous.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 10th of Safar 1444. My brother, your question is like the brother yesterday. You men and husbands, you love to ask questions, loaded questions, slanted questions, so the answer must go in your favor. Look at your question. How can we get rid of our mother-in-law? It's like we're speaking of some parcel, of some dirt, or something like that. Allah forbid. Now just rewind, you know how to rewind the TV and the videos and movies and all that. So in life, you have to rewind our life. Life wal asri. Therefore, ulama wrote regarding wal asri, al muallimul kabir. Time itself is one of the greatest teachers. You know, when we look back now and the decisions we took, so then you will see many a time we made the right decision and most of the time we made the wrong decisions because our intention was already tainted and polluted. Surah 103, Wal Asri. Almighty Allah takes an oath and by the token of time, taking a qasam and an oath on time. Now you, my brother, I don't know you, I don't know your wife, I don't know your father-in-law, mother-in-law. But let's go back. You married 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, you got 2-3 children, mashallah. Mother-in-law is filthy rich, very rich. Now when you went to go check her out, like, you know, for the samosa run, so what did you see? Be honest about this, my brother. So when you went there, you saw the house, you saw the cars, you saw all this, and I the boru pari huti. She was very smart, the wife. So she got the jamal, and the family got the mal, you see. So you said, let me get in here. This will be the best thing. So when human being makes decision based on mal and jamal, mal is the wealth and the assets, jamal is is the beauty and how attractive she is. Nothing to do with deen. Islam says that we must look at the mal, look at the wealth, look at the jamal, look at how beautiful, attractive. That's fine, but you can't make that priority number one. Priority number one must be the deen. Fasfar bizati deen. You will be successful when you make deen priority number one, which you did not do. Let us be honest about this, right? Now mother-in-law started poking her nose and using her authority and moving her muscles around, financial muscles. You can't do this, you can't do this. Now you and your wife, now you don't know what to do, because she gave you this, she gave her daughter this, she bought the car, she bought the house, she bought the furniture, she bought so many things and so forth, or she helped you so much and so forth. So now you say, now we had enough. But why we don't go back to our initial niyat and intention? JC niyat, we see barakat. Therefore, Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah, Riyadu Salihin, Mishkat Sharif, all three different authors, everyone a master in hadith, and they brought the hadith which every Muslim supposed to know, and we learn in primary madrasa, innamal a'malu bin niyat. So let's come to that. You see, my brother, your question is like this. One day, many years ago, 10, 15, 20 years ago, Allah alone knows. So we in Arafat. We are on Arafat, we are in Arafat. Arafat. So now we all in Ihram, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. I was giving a talk, 5-10 minutes, you know, preparing the people, giving them some training. This is what we're going to do. In the afternoon, the Adhan will go, we will read Zohar, Asr, and thereafter it's Dua, Dua and Dua. That is called Wukufi Arafat. So one lady comes to me, Mufti, can I ask you a question? I said, yes, go ahead, sister. We in Arafat, so I think must be something important, you know. She says, I want to make dua that my mother-in-law must die. You see, she must go, history, and we can carry on with the geography. I said, sister, we in Arafat, that's not right for you to make that dua. Say, Ya Allah, give my mother-in-law hidayat, bring her on the right path, take a nice gift from Makkah and so forth for her and that. So that is what you are asking. How can we get rid of the mother-in-law? It was very nice to use the money of the mother-in-law. It was very, very nice to get married to the mother-in-law's daughter. But now you feel that now it's time we have to throw her away. No, my brother, turn the table the other way around. If your wife had to tell you it's time we throw your mother away, what will you feel? Let us be honest about this. You will feel very, very hurt. Yes, I'm not saying mother-in-law is right. Mother-in-law is wrong if she's pushing her weight around because of her finances. But your question also is wrong, and your intention was wrong initially. So love and let love, my brother. Make dua, read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. Life is very, very short, and tomorrow mother-in-law dies, then you, the jamai, you, the son-in-law, you cry, ooh, all the crocodile tears will come out. So remember, forget it, my brother. They don't look for excuses.
Ustaz, listen to this one. How do I give my wife talaq, but in a nice way? We both have come to terms with it, only that we have a 9-year-old daughter. But how do I go about giving the talaq, and can Mufti Sahib be my witness to it, Ustad?
Remember, we not witness on haram things. We always will teach you what the Quran Sharif, what the Sunnah Mubarakah, what the Sahaba radiallahu an, the Awliyaullah, the four schools taught us. Number one, that son, that daughter, that child of yours, 9 years old, is a ma'soom child. That child should become jorna, the element that brings about the unity amongst you. You want to go out in the rain and you want, I must make dua, you don't get wet. So you're telling me I must be witness. For what I must be witness for you? I don't even know you. I don't know your wife. I don't know your masoom innocent child. So remember, according to me, both of you, if you're speaking the truth, remember, are going the wrong way around. Who is going to benefit from this? I'm asking you. In life, life, when you take a decision, right? You want to do A, B, C. Then there must be some benefit. There must be some advantage. So otherwise, we are crazy people. Then we must go to the, you know, med hospital. And we must go end up there. Because if there's no benefit, no advantage, then why should we do it? So remember that you must look at Quran. You and your wife. So Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 102. يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ. This is the job, the function, the duty of the Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, Iblis and his cronies and comrades. They want separation, talaq, divorce between husband and wife. Surah 2, verse 102. Then number two is the hadith in Sahih Muslim. Every day at sunset, the shaitan Iblis sits, and he is a big chairman, president of that company, Iblis company. You understand? Shaitan's associates. So that is the company's name. So you must remember that. So that will be the corporate company. And then he got married many, many subsidiaries. You must remember that. So he say, what you did? He say, I let him and her commit zina, fornication, adultery, go. What you did, I put that person on drugs and alcohol, go. What you did, I made that person commit murder and so forth, go. Then one guy will stand, shaitan. What you did, I caused talaq between him and her, husband and wife. He calls him, come here, you. You pass, come loday. You pass with distinction. Faltazamahu. That's the word Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. And then he embraces him. You the main guy. I like you the most. You see. So whose hands are we playing into? You're playing straight into the hands of Shaitan. Go open Maqasid Hasana by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah. When you, our husband, Allah protect us. Allah protect us. Only Allah protects us. Remember this. Ameen. Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu, Ya Allah, you protect us. Wallahu khairun hafidha wa warhamur rahimin. So when you, O husband, you utter the words of talaq, Allah forbid, and divorce, you write it down, ihtazza bihi arshur rahman, then the arsh and the throne of Almighty Allah shakes. Do you understand all the consequences, my brother, my sister? How will you look into the eyes of your beloved son, your beloved daughter, 9 years old, come 2 years time, 5 years old, when your son, your daughter, whoever it is, your child, will ask you after 3 years, 5 years, oh Abi, oh father, why you divorce mommy? What will you say, oh Ummi, when your son will ask you, why you divorced? You destroying the future of the child. Oh. Ask me, I'm a teacher for 40 years plus now. I can tell you exactly who come from a stable home and a broken home. You destroying the future of your child. Why? To please the Satan and Lucifer. And you come and tell me you came to terms with it. You forget what Quran says? Wasulhu khair. Reconciliation is the best. But for reconciliation, both parties, you start from here. You say, I am wrong, and now let us forget the past, and we go to the future, and we both ask one another for forgiveness. But what we want to do, the husband says, no, I'm right, and you're wrong. And the wife says, you go to hell. I am right, and you are wrong. Meme tutu goes on. So that shaitan, ana khairum min, I'm better than you, superior to you. So when that comes in, then you play straight into the hands of Shaitan. So you, brother, sister, you ask me for advice. This is my advice I give you. La ashhadu ala jawrin. We never become witness for haram things. Nabi Musa alayhi salam taught us a dua. Learn this dua, O Ummah. O you esteemed listeners of Sirius FM. O you listeners of Markaz Sahaba. The voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What a powerful, beautiful dua. Learn all the du'as of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Beautiful, wonderful du'as. So I give you the du'a now, and I'll give you the other one, and other one. So Surah 28, Surah Qasas, and verse number 17, chapter 28, verse number 17. Rabbi, it means Ya Rabbi. Oh my beloved Allah, bima ana amta alayya, all the bounties you have showered and recurred upon me, بما أنعمت علي فلن أكون ظهيرا للمجرمين. I will never ever be a helper, assistant for the criminals. You see what he's saying? So Ya Allah, how can I help this person be a witness when he's committing a crime? So no, we can't help you there. We want jorna. We want that you and your wife must be smiling. Your son, your daughter must look at you and must be happy that these are my parents. So our job is not torna, not to break the home. Our aim is to make the home. Surah 28 and verse 17. Dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He's going to the Pharaoh. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa halul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. You see, before my lessons, tafsir, all that we read it. Dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Chapter first one is chapter 20, verses 25, 26, 27, and now the dua, chapter 7 verse 151. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So my brother, sister, if you want Allah's mercy, help, then forgive one another. Look at the present and the future. Regarding the past, forgive one another. Take your son, your daughter, kiss him or kiss her, your beloved daughter, and say, no, we can't leave our child like this. That's my advice.
I see the brother is crying, Ustad, and he says he's going to take your advice, but he says that we both have come to terms with it, Ustad. I'm also in tears.
It's all shaitaniyat, all this. Remember this. It's all shaitaniyat. You'll watch too many Hollywood, Bollywood, and Robin Hood movies. So no, we have come to terms. What come to terms? You come to terms to haram? Remember, it's all shaitaniyat, all that. Get rid of that TV, Hollywood, Bollywood, and Netflix, and Redflix, and Pinkflix, and whatever. And read more Quran, read more Hadith, cry to Allah. Allah will bring about His mercy for you.
Let's go to Sydney, Ustad. Sydney, Australia. Ustad, if a woman miscalculated her iddah and made nikah during her iddat, is the nikah valid, Ustad?
MashaAllah, I visited Sydney. I was in Brisbane. I was in Sydney, MashaAllah, Australia. I visited Australia once only. So nice country, but lot of issues there also. So anyway, let's carry on now. Nikahul mu'taddati batilun. That's the law in Islam. When you marry a lady while she is in iddah, then that nikah is null and void, according to all four schools. So you're living in sin. Now let us give the example, right? So the nikah, the husband passed away. The first husband, let's just call him. So he passed away. So your iddat from time of death of your husband was 130 days, 130 days. Arba'ata ashurin wa ashura. So 125, 127, 128 days passed. You were assuming and thinking that your iddat finished. On the 128th day, you got married to Zawjatan, your second husband, so that nikah is null and void. You have to make tawbah, repent to Almighty Allah, both of you. Go to the Mawlana, the Imam, the Sheikh, and re-perform your nikah. Give new mahar, new witnesses, new everything, and then everything will be okay. So Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving if you are speaking the truth. Rabbana Surah 2, the last verse, Surah 2, verse 286 of Surah Baqarah. See, I read for you. Rabbana, it means Ya Rabbana. Oh, our sustainer, nourisher, provider. La tu'akhidna, do not take us to task. Inna sina, if we did something forgetfully. Aw akhta'ana, or we did something inadvertently, unintentionally. If really that is what you say, Allah will forgive you. But make tawbah and re-perform your nikah, then is alles rech and everything will be okay, inshallah.
Somebody says, your Ustad, the sister, I live in a prison, dear Honorable Mufti Saab. My husband locks the house when he goes to work and has linked his phone to mine so he can hear every call I make to my parents. Is this Islamic? Anonymous sister Ustad.
Remember that the day I perform, I'm just giving example now, the day I performed your nikah, very soon I will have to perform one nikah, inshallah. You understood that? Maybe a few weeks time. time, inshallah.
Ameen.
So anyway, the point I'm making here is this, that, so what is happening here? So the day I perform on Arafat, whoever perform your nikah, so we read certain verses from the Noble Quran. So what were the verses? Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakumul ladhi. So starting of Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 1. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati. That everywhere to do with taqwa, taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. So the day we are performing your nikah, your marriage ceremony, so remember that we, the presiding officer, that's a nice word to use, the person performing the nikah, the presiding officer, so he read certain verses. The message was to the husband, to the wife, if both of you want, remember, a good, solid marriage that will last, inshallah, forever till death, and you'll be together again in Jannat al-Firdaus, then the vital ingredient is taqwa. So we have to go, remember, to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He was a linguist par excellence. So he taught us the definition of taqwa and piety. And if you want the reference of this, Mawahibul Ladunniya, you will find it there. Al-Khawfu min al-Jaleel. That you must fear Almighty Allah. And that is, every phrase ends with alam. So it means fil khalwa wal jalwa, in privacy and public. Al-Khawfu min al-Jaleel wal amalu bit tanzeel. Practice on the Quran Sharif. The Sunnah Mubarakah, our riwaj, our rasam, custom, tradition, when it tramples on the Sharia, got no place. And then third one, wal qana'atu bil qaleel. And you content with the little bit you have. This quality of greed, more and more, demand more and more, recipe for disaster. Al-Khawfu min al-Jaleel wal amalu bit tanzeel. والقناعة بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. And you prepare for the day of departure, for our death. Now we're going to the year after. So when you have that, then you won't have to worry. So you and your husband must start ta'aleem. You and your husband start reading more Quran. You and your husband start making more dua. Then he won't lock you up and treat you like that and put cameras everywhere and all that to see what's happening there and so forth. So your marriage is suffering. Why? Because now the trust is disappearing. He does not trust you. Maybe something happened, I don't know. But do you trust him? Maybe he's busy with his secretary, or maybe he's busy. So it can work two ways. Remember that. So to remove that, both of you, I told you 100 times, 1,000 times, marriage is not the bodies must meet only, the hearts have to meet. When the hearts meet, then there's unity of thought. When there's unity of thought, then you will go through all the difficulties, vicissitudes, ups and downs in life. In South Africa, you will go through the turbulence in the plane and through the potholes on the road. In South Africa, we got potholes on gravel road, nochal. You understood? So that is there. And the politicians are closing up the potholes in the gravel road. Only can happen in South Africa.
Ustad, Carrot says that's a good one. Carrot. Oh, you know, Garrett, Ustad?
Right. How's that, Garrett? Viva South Africa.
Ustad, somebody says he's a youngster. He says that his parents are quite wealthy, alhamdulillah. He's 21 years old. And they kicked him out of the house because he wants to get married to a lady who's 40 years old. She's a divorced and she has two kids. What is your advice, Ustad? He's 21 years old. Ustad?
But why must you cause so much tension and conflict? That your parents, you must remember, you can never repay them, my brother. And one way your parents are right, you must remember, that you did not make mashura, you didn't consult with them, nothing. You saw this lady, and she got two children, her husband divorced her husband died, whatever the circumstances might be. You started chatting her up, and she knows how to tune you up, and plus your pockets are full with dollars and rents and all these things here. So now she's almost double your age. So your parents say, no, we got nothing to do with you. So you go back. So this is what you have to do. Number one, 2 rakat salatu tawbah. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Number two, sever all ties with that lady. Tell a bad mistake. In life we all make sometimes terrible bad decisions. It will make you a better person. You will learn from that inshallah in the future. Third one, go to your parents, kiss their hands and tell them, I apologize and I ask for forgiveness. Kiss them, take present for them and say, finish me and that lady with history. We're carrying on with the geography. I will not marry anybody unless you are happy about it. Then you will see your life will change for the better. Kullu dhanbin in sha'afa anhu wa in sha'adhabahu. Every sin a person perpetrates, it is the prerogative of Allah alone. Either he punishes the person or either he forgives the person. Illa uquq al-walidain. Except when you are disobedient, rebellious against your parents. Fa inna Allah yuajjilu uqubatahu li sahibihi fil hayati qabla mawti. Open Mishkat Bayaki. Allah will punish you, O son, O daughter, O grandchild, in this worldly life before death overtakes you. So you, this is the steps. You got it? First tawbah, ask Allah, cry to Allah. Tell that lady, SMS, WhatsApp, whatever, finish, I got nothing to do. I can next met you to do it. And then, and you change and block her and whatever else. And then third one, you go to your parents, kiss their hands, ask them for forgiveness and say, bad, bad decision. I take all the blame, no mitigating circumstances, forgive me. Parents love you, my brother. You can't survive without parents. Haq. If you want the mercy of Allah, so remember this. So go back to your parents and tell them, you choose the girl for me and then I will get married to her. That is what we will say you should do.
I see the youngster is upset, Ustad. He says, you and my parents going against the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the greatest swab is marrying a widow, Ustad.
My brother, you don't come and tell us about that hadith. You're already in haram relationship with her. It's hadith this, you must talk to her. It's hadith this, you start tuning her up. It's hadith this, you break the heart of your parents. It's hadith all that. So don't come. You see, Sayyidina Ali was a genius.
Uh-huh.
He said that people, they love to quote Quran and hadith. So what he said, kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. What you're quoting is correct, but the connotation, meaning you are taking is incorrect, is for your own hidden agenda and ulterior motive. So what you are saying is wrong totally.
I see somebody says here, tell Mufti Sahab, they not potholes anymore. They ANC footprints will start.
Yes, that will be their legacy. I know from where you got it also. So that is the legacy of the ANC. Remember that. But you voted for them, right? So to no sense crying. To be honest, didn't you vote for them in 94 and 98, 99 and all these things there? So you voted for them. So now you pay the price. Me, I can walk away. I never voted for them ever. So therefore, you can't blame me for that now.
Somebody, Ustad, I have two orphan sisters. I see Ustad is on fire this morning. I have two orphan sisters, Ustad. Can they live with me in my husband's house, Ustad?
Remember, we first need to define who is an orphan. Our people, they send me questions. She says that I'm married and I got a child or children and I'm an orphan. So it means you don't understand the meaning of yatim, yatama, aitam, orphan and so forth. There are two conditions to be an orphan. Number one is this, that man mata abu, that child there, their father passed away. Whether the mother is alive or not, you must remember that doesn't matter. Even if the mother is alive, but they will be considered yatim. So if the father passed away, when I was in school, maybe now it changed because so many things change now. I am speaking of the 60s. The Western definition of orphan was, maybe Gareth Edward, one of you can just check it up and Google it and check. Mm-hmm. Or our Suleiman Mota can check it up. So in the Western way, they would teach us in school, an orphan is he whose parents, father, mother, both had passed away. Islam rejects that. Islam says, man mata abu, that son, that daughter, your father passed away. One. Second condition is, hadith in Sahih Muslim, wala yutma ba'da ihtilam. Once you obtain the age of puberty, then remember, you are no more yatim now. So now you can't classify identify yourself as an orphan and yatim once you attain the age of maturity and puberty. So these are two conditions. Remember that. So now let's understand the situation. You are married, you are there with your husband and so forth and so on. You claim and you say you got two yatim sisters, right? Two orphan sisters. So I will ask you, what's their age? If their age is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and so forth, so fine, they can stay there. But if they are 9, 10, 11, all that, they can't stay. Because now we have to bring in the other law of Islam. The earliest a girl becomes baligha, mature in Islam, is at the age of 9. So once they're 8 and above and so forth, they can't live with you. So you must remember, then the sparks can fly and lot of things can happen. They are totally ajnabiya. They are total strangers to your husband. Your husband is a total ajnabi to them. Quran Kareem states, wa antajma'u bayn al-ukhtain. You cannot have two biological sisters one time. I know he's married to you, not married to them. So that's the point, that they are strangers. And you must remember Surah 4 verse 23. So you now work it out, that if your door sisters are 2, 3, 4 years old, then it's fine. But once they 7, 8, 9, 10, then they can't live. They're not permissible.
Anonymous wants to know, Ustad, my husband is zakatable. Can I give him zakat, Ustad?
You can't give him zakat. You must remember, that's not permissible. Husband can't give wife, wife can't give husband, all that. Zakat is the love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The love for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must be increased. And the love for wealth must decrease. Why are we so ungrateful, unthankful? Surah 100, verses 6, 7, and 8. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Verily, this human being is very ungrateful to Allah. Does he know? وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. He bears testimony. The more Allah gives us, we can buy the prime minister, we can buy the police, we can buy the judge, we can buy the maulana, we can buy the church, we can buy the... So many things you can buy off. So, I'm using for non-Muslims example, church and all. So, remember that. So, we cause mischief with that money. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ. لشديد. Chapter number 100, verses 6, 7, and 8. Why the ingratitude, unthankfulness? Because the love for wealth is so excessive, madly, intensely in love with the wealth. So that's the first reason Islam placed upon us zakat. So the love for wealth decreased, the love for Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has increased. Second, to empower the poor Muslim people, the destitute and so forth. So not permissible for you, O wife, to give your husband zakat, not permissible.
Ustad, do you remember the first question that you asked you regarding the brother says, how do I give my wife talaq, but in a nice way? They just responded and they say, Mufti Saab, my mom-in-law just called me now and asking for maaf. For Allah's sake, please make up with our daughter. I'm going to take your advice, Mufti Saab. My 9-year-old daughter, she's also crying so much for me. I'm going to make up, Mufti AK. My wife is crying now. Allahu Akbar, Ustad.
Very good. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. All of you turn to Allah, make tawbah, and let the child be happy. First, let Allah be happy. And second, Rasulullah is happy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then your child is happy. So that's what we want. Jorna, naketorna. Remember that. Again tomorrow, the waswasa will come. One small thing will spark things up again. So whenever that shaitan comes, wa imma, he's going to give you a vaccine tomorrow. You see? Yeah. That same shaitan, he's coming tomorrow for you again. He's going to give you a vaccine tomorrow. So you will say, yeah, the wife does. And so. So remember, you husband, you must go to Quran and leave all the Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Wood, shaitans, all of them. Wa imma yanzaghannaka min الشيطان نزغون فاستعذ بالله. Say Surah 7 verse 200, I seek Allah's protection. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل أعوذ بالفلق قل أعوذ بالناس آيت الكرسي. Read, and then the shaitan runs away. When you start reading, then what Quran says, خناس, the shaitan runs away, he takes flight and so forth. So very good, good news, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala keep you happy. What you going to do? Your husband, your wife, if your daughter, Maryam, Aisha, Jamila, whatever your name, your daughter, come, all of you read now with me. Rabbana hablana min azwajina. Oh Allah, grant us our spouses. Wadurriyatina, and such children. Qurrata a'yun, that are the coolness of the eyes. Daily you must read this. In sajda, read it. By heart it, memorize it. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Then read the Asma'ul Husna, the 99 names of Almighty Allah. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Bring that sparkle again in this marriage, Ya Allah. Let the husband fulfill the rights of the wife fulfill the rights of the husband, the parents fulfill the rights of the 9-year-old flower, Maryam, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila, whatever. So that is what we want. Ummat ko jorna hai. We want to save the marriages, not break the marriages.
19 minutes to 12. That's why I say the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ustad. Before we go for an interval, the brother says his wife is Khadija, and he's shy to say his name. He says his name is Abdul Qadir, Ustad.
Very good. Why are you shy? You never named it after me. You say you named it after Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwar Allah Barqadahu. So Abdul Qadir, bhai, make sure you look after your Khadija. And what's the daughter's name?
No, we didn't see the daughter's name.
Give the daughter's name quickly there, inshallah. I said Maryam, Jamila, Aisha, Fatima, one of those names it must be, inshallah.
Habiba.
Habiba. So Allah, make a Habiba, mashallah. Habiba means beloved. So excellent names, all of you, inshallah, live together, inshallah, happily ever after.
Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
15 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. Somebody says, Ustad, my ex-wife and I have been divorced for 10 years. We still speak with regards to the children, but Mufti Sahab, I still feel that we can work things out. But the problem is that the family still hold grudges as to how the divorce happened. What should I do? I also don't want to go against my family's wishes, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brother, let us go back, right? What has happened, we can't change. But we can make it better, maybe. We don't know. Allah Ta'ala knows best. So you did not tell us how many talaq divorce you gave your wife 10 years ago. If you gave her one talaq, one divorce, or if you gave her two talaq, two divorce, and now time is a great healer, remember that, and time is a great teacher, is a healer and a teacher, remember that always. So now you are missing her, you're missing the children, because she, the children will be there by her most probably, and maybe she feels the same. You are telling me that you'll speak to one another regarding the children, but sometimes in that certain things will slip out also, you know. Remember the good times we had, and a lot of things go on. Therefore Quran says, in that very context, you must remember of talaq, وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget Allah's grace on you, the good times you had. So if you gave one talaq, or if you gave two talaq, she never got married to anybody, all that, that's fine. So you must remember, she's looking after your children, her children. So then, it's for the interest of your children, if you gave one or two talaq, and she's happy, and remember you are happy, and her father and parents are happy, especially her father, then my advice to you, I don't know you, I don't know your wife or ex-wife, whatever you call, and your children, but I give you advice from Quran and Sunnah. For the sake of your children, if you gave one talaq, then you got two talaqs left.
Talaq will buy in, that's what it says.
If you gave one talaq a buy in, then you got two talaqs left, my brother. So in a case like that, then remember, my advice to you will be, get married to her, provided that you are happy, she is happy, the children will be happy, obviously, and the girl's father must be happy, and so forth, and then reconciled. Other people you don't have to worry about. People don't believe in Allah, they're swearing Allah, they're swearing Nabi alayhi salam, they're swearing everybody, they swear me and you, what it means? It means nothing. You must remember that in life you must please Almighty Allah, please Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Wallahu wa rasulu ahakku ayyurdu in kanu mu'minin. If you are true believers, then only worry about pleasing Allah, pleasing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as people go, you don't worry story about people. Nubahul kilab la yaduru sahab. The barking of the dogs don't harm the clouds. Remember this type of things here. So you don't worry about people and that. Just do this. That is my advice to you from my heart. That you are happy. Your wife, ex-wife is happy. Main thing, she must convince her father and them she wants to go back to you for the sake of the children and perform a proper new nikah and everything. Learn from your past mistakes, and then you still got two talaqs left in the bank, in the reserve for the future. That is my advice to you, brother.
Ustad, my mother-in-law gossips, but doesn't guide her children to have good akhlaq. Ustad.
So why you don't teach your children the good character and the good manners, and there the mother-in-law will gossip. Women, you know, majority of them, they love talking. When I deliver nikah lectures, so I tell them what is the sign of the unintelligent husband and the intelligent husband. So unintelligent husband must remember when the wife, you know, she blows a gasket, you see. She talk, they can't stop then. So remember, the unintelligent husband will say, shut up, keep quiet, does that. The intelligent husband will tell his wife, oh my poppy, oh my sweetie, oh my sweetheart, oh my darling, oh my honey, you look so beautiful with your mouth closed, you see. You're saying the same thing, but be a little bit diplomatic about it and so forth. You see, story time. People, they love stories, you must remember. From overseas, I get so many messages. They just love the story. So one day, this person here, make dua for him. He's the greatest person today living in his field. He's called Khattatul Quran al-Kareem, the calligrapher of the noble Quran. Remember that. His name, Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha. So if you open any Quran Sharif in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, at the back you will find وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. So story time. So I told my friend Bakr, I told Bakr, I must meet this man, man. Please, man. So he made the arrangements. We met and everything. I went to his house. So I told him, Sheikh, me, I can't sit here on the sofa. Now you look at this guy, it's crazy or what? They say, why? I say, Sheikh, how many times you wrote the Quran? Starting min al-bidaya ila al-nihaya. Starting to end. Wrote. No type and computer. And it wrote. Bi yadihi sharifa, with his own hands. That time he told me 7, now it's gone to 10. So 7 times. I said, Sheikh, give me permission. I must kiss your hand. Then I'll sit. So anyway, long story, all that. Then I told him, please write my name. So he wrote it, all that. I still got the J's framed and all that. Beautiful. Second time we went. So then I took my wife. So we went. And I knew me a little bit and all. So then we spoke. So he's asking me, your wife knows Arabic. And I said, why you worry about the woman, Sheikh? She said, no, my wife, you mean his wife. She's from Turkey, I mean Turkiya. And she only knows Turkish language and Arabic. So I told him, Sheikh, woman, they know all the languages, you see. So, but he wasn't satisfied. He was uneasy. After 10, 15 minutes, he went there, at the back, to go here now. He came back, he told me, Sheikh, the way they're speaking, like they're old pals, like, you know. So I told him, Sheikh, you ever heard two women who are silent? They speak all languages, you must remember. Then he had a good laugh in that. Then I told him, Sheikh, you must, quickly I tell you the story. So I told him, Sheikh, you must write my wife's name. So he said, I'm sick and thus and thus. I said, leave it. Then we're speaking. Then he asked, what's your wife's name? So I told him, Fatima Usman Hussein. He jumped up. He said, Binti. From there I came to know him. His full name is Usman Hussein Taha. So I told him, it's your daughter also, Sheikh, now. So you got another daughter, you have to do something. He said, right, now we're on. So he gave her more things than he gave me. He gave her Quran and he gave her this and he wrote and he gave her all that he did and all that. You know. Then the lesson I want to share with you is this. So I told him, Sheikh, you're well in your 80s. Why you don't teach your ahfad and your grandchildren all this calligraphy? He said, what you talk about these grandchildren and children, especially grandchildren? They say, Dada, oh, Opa, oh, Jada, Dada, grandfather, you waste your time with all this. They tell the grandfather, it's Zamana time now of computer. You don't have to learn all these things. Say, then I decided, let me give everything to Mujamma Malik Fahad, the biggest Quranic press in the world in Medina. And then they made millions and millions of copies, and the whole world got it today. One person, how much effort he made.
Allah,
then I told him, Sheikh, it means your grandchildren are not appreciating. So I told him, Indana al-Mathal, we have one saying, you know. And he told me, what is it? So I said, fil lughat al-urdiya, gada, gadha, kya jane zafran ki qeemat kya hai? Al-himar, la yarifu qadra zafran. So the donkey does not know what is the value of saffron. He got so happy, he said, ya Sheikh, karrir, karrir, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, you understand? So, because now it just worked out right, the right occasion to say that, you see. So anyway, he's 88 years old now, 88, 89 years old. He hails from Halab, Aleppo, Syria, is very ill. Allah Jalla Wala accept all his khidmat. So the lesson I want to tell you were two, three. One, woman, you put them, you don't have to worry. They must talk, you must remember. Second lesson, make dua. Allah accept us for khidmat of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. And third one, see in that how he made khidmat. 10 times he wrote the entire Quran Sharif. I asked him, Sheikh, to write one Quran. How long it takes you? He said 3 years. So 30 years approximately he spent in the writing and the calligraphy of Quran.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Ustaz, I counted the messages, about 4 messages with different numbers. They're asking the question, many people are insisting that there is nothing wrong with attending a sister's program and watching to her videos, and she does da'wah and many people benefit. What's your masla on that, Ustaz?
So you must remember this, that we say is haram. Quran Sharif says it's haram, so what else you want? You see, if you want to analyze something, always go to Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us, the Sahaba, the beloved students, they ask Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was, who is, who will always be, the most beloved, the most precious to all, Mighty Allah, for all times, all places. Yas'alunaka anil khamri wal maisir. They ask you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, regarding alcohol and regarding gambling and so forth, right? This is Quran. I'll give you the verses, everything now. Chapter 2, verse 219. So the answer was, after receiving wahi, you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform them, fihima ismun kabir, is a major sin. Wa manafi ulinnas, this benefit. So remember that you're going to go to this men's lecture, women's lecture, video, TV, Zoom, whatever it is. So I'm asking you, is there benefit? Yes, there's benefit. Is there harm? The harm is much more. So remember, your akidah, your belief structures are already being, you must remember, compromised. That they're going to teach you certain modern things which goes against Islam and so forth. And first of all, this woman, ask her one question. She came from America, London, Hong Kong, wherever. Did she come alone? So yes, she came alone, according to what I know and what people send me message. So first thing, she came alone, her whole journey is haram. Remember that. When you can't go for Hajj and all that Umrah without mahram or without your husband, how you can travel here and there? So remember, Quran is telling you, anything with the harm is much more than the benefit is haram. Surah 2, verse number 2119. So that will be our answer. We can never compromise our belief to please people and that. And you, woman, for you it's just entertainment and that. You want to wear your new abaya, go check it out there in front of the other woman and so forth. I don't say all, but many of you. Others will just go there 10 minutes, listen to the lecture, and then make your own socializing panchat and all. I mean, let us be honest. We all know what happens. I don't say all, but in many cases. So remember, our fatwa is that we belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah speaks about the Quran Sharif. We believe in it. The Sunnah Mubarakah. We defend the honor of every Sahabi companion. We believe in all the awliyaullah. We follow the four schools of thought. These people who came now to South Africa, male, female, they Salafi. So remember, I asked them 3 questions, not one Salafi can answer. They tell you that you can't read Quran Sharif for the dead. Go ask them. But the hadith says, the hadith in Muslim Ahmad, the hadith in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum, read Surah Yasin for your dead. They say that 3 talaqs is not 3, is 1. But the hadith in Bukhari Sharif is telling us three is three. Mm. They say Taraweeh is not 20 rakats, it's 8 rakats or 10 rakats, but all four schools tell us it's 20 rakats. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time is ijma. So they dwallu wa adwallu. They astray and they lead you astray. Therefore it's haram to go to that woman's lectures or whoever it is. That is our fatwa and verdict. Okay, is there any last question?
I borrowed my husband 1,000 rand. Now it's 3 months gone, Ustad. He don't want to give me back, but he is having money. Advise, Ustad.
You must help yourself. When he don't want to help you, take you, give you back the money, you know you gave him 1,000 rand. So you, when he's not there, just take your 1,000 rand. It's 100% permissible. Let him blow his gasket. Tell him, AK told me I must do that. فَمَنِ اِتَدَىٰ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا أَتَدَىٰ عَلَيْكُمْ. When someone makes zulam upon you, you can do the same. So this is your right. And he told you he'll give you next week, next month. He's making talmatol, talmatol. You know what is talmatol? Talmatol is in Urdu, delaying, delaying. At tasweef in Arabic. That is delaying, delaying. At tasweefu min ash-shaytan. That's from Satan. That's not permissible. Just take the money yourself. It's fine. Totally permissible. Right, 12 o'clock, we got news, inshallah, with Brother Suleiman Esop. And thereafter, we got Muhammad Dawood Siddat. His nasiha and advices from 12 to 1. 1 o'clock, Zohar Azan, 105 to 130. Surah Al-Qalam, verses number 17 to verse number 33, inshallah al-Aziz. 130 to 2, Surah Luqman, verses 11 to 19. 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 340, repeat of this morning's Q&A. Very interesting it was. Then the du'as till 4 o'clock. 4 to 5, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Galibas Mubarak, the clothing and garments of the Master, Mubarak garments and clothing by Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri. And then 5 to 7, Mohana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30, the repeat of today's tafsir, Surah Qalam, verses 17 to 33. And then 7.30 to 8, inshallah, will be Mohana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10 will be Brother Shafaat. 8 to 9, Dr. Imran Kika. I know him well, he's from Newcastle. And thereafter, he's going to discuss Chinese medicine. That's a nice topic, right? So then 9 to 9.30, Sheikh Shuaib Maida. 9.30 to 10 will be Mohan Salim Karim, inshallah. So may Almighty Allah accept us. Remember, today is Wednesday, and you, Abdul Qadir, you, Khadija, and you, daughter Habiba, Wednesday afternoon, all of you make dua, and we all make dua also. Allah Ta'ala keep us always united, and always we make jorna and not torna. Save the home, don't break the home. Barakallahu fiqh. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And of course, tomorrow morning, 4 to 6, at Safina to Ilal Jannah. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Suleiman Esop.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.